made by Adam LeGault, the cornerback. It's a seven-yard gain, according to the spot, down to the 15-yard line. Move the chains again for Harbor Beach.
Devin Finkel initially slowed up in the backfield, looked like he was stopped. He's able to fight off that tackler and get forward. But in the meantime, Adam LeGault on his defensive back position, there's no rollouts that direction. So he's able to get into the backfield and then tackle the running back from behind, which actually moves him forward for a little momentum, and he gets enough for the first down.
Anderson under center, handoff to Devin Puff. He's going to be held off in the backfield as Lakers came to the on the surge around the left corner, blitz around the left side. Mason Pasek will get the stop and a tackle for a loss of 2 yards in the play. Sets up a second down and 12 from the 17-yard line in Laker territory.
At that time, James Dubes didn't get a chance at him. Mason Pasek, he's a big end over there for Lakers. He's going to be a handful to protect against no matter what offensive lineman is over there for any team. And it's only a matter of time before Mason Pasek does exactly that. He shrugs off that offensive lineman and gets in the backfield and makes a tackle for a 2-yard loss.
And Mason Pasek actually is playing defensive tackle tonight. On the end there would be number 82, JT Warren. A little bit of a different change there for them. T formation for Anderson. Under center, three-man backfield. Keeper, now it's a reverse coming around the right side. Nathan Seaman gets to the original line of scrimmage down to about the 13-yard line for a gain of 4 in the play. Adam LeGault on the stop for the cornerback for Lakers. Third down and 8 for Harbor Beach at the Laker 13-yard line. No score, 2 minutes left in the first quarter.
Good play design for Harbor Beach. It was executed really well. But Adam LeGault, the senior defensive corner over there, was not fooled. He did not leave his spot. And when Nathan Seaman come around the outside, my first instinct was, wow, they blew it open. There was nobody there. Adam LeGault, though, was and made the tackle. And a really good disciplined play by LeGault as he makes that tackle. Third down and 8 now for Harbor Beach as they've crept inside the 15-yard line.
Pirates facing another third down. Anderson on the keeper, this time around the left end. Has a slight edge, cuts back inside across the 10, dives all the way down, and somehow they're going to say his knee went down. They're going to say the knee, there's an official at the 10-yard line, there's an official at the 5-yard line, and Anderson ended up at the 2-yard line. No word where this one is going to end, but Congress is in session with this 4-man crew tonight. Right now, though, it looks like it's going to be a 3-yard gain of the 10-yard line.
Wow, that would be significantly different from where he ended up. They're still talking about it. I guess from our angle, we didn't have a great angle to see where he was down at all.
And now they're going to be talking to Michael Anderson. Now he's coming to the sideline. See if we can cherry-pick this conversation. Yeah, nothing there. You just hear that autumn wind in Harbor Beach.
I'm not sure. Maybe they're asking. They might be asking Anderson where he thought he was tackled. I don't know what they're doing.
Is this where the game has come to now, Dave?
Call your own fouls.
How do you feel about that, Dave? Where do you think you ended up? Oh, right. I think I was at the 1-yard line. I think so. Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so it looks like no word yet. Now they're going to. It looks like they're. Our spotter might even be correct, and they're actually going to say they're going to replay it.
Inadvertent whistle. That's what I'm hearing,
too. Wow, okay. So Harbor Beach will get another shot at this.
What I'm guessing is when Anderson made that first contact and cut back, there was an accidental whistle blown because the Lakers' defense quit. That's why Anderson.
Most certainly.
It makes a lot of sense there. So we're going to redo the down, third down and 8. Anderson kept it on the last play. We'll see if he does it again.
And it's a fumble. Devin Puff has it coming around the right end. He's short of the first down marker all the way down to about the 8-yard line for a 5-yard gain. Tackle made by JT Warren, defensive end for the Lakers. Says a 4th down and 3 to go for the Harbor Beach at the Laker 8-yard line. 1 minute and some change left here in the first quarter. 0-0.
Sloppy play between Gettner and Michael Anderson right now, and that's basically been the difference in this game. Harbor Beach coughs it up early in their first drive, a bad exchange between center and quarterback. And there it is again, and that time it bounces right into the arms of Devin Puff, which is unbelievably lucky in that regard. He's able to get 5 yards out of it. 4th down and 3, Harbor Beach going to go for it.
Need to get down to the 5-yard line. Anderson hands off to Devin Finkel, has the first down to about the 1-yard line. A 4th down conversion tackle made by Bryce Sears, just a yard short of the end zone. A 7-yard gain for Devin Puff.
Devin Finkel.
Devin Finkel, yes.
I'll give you this. You at least had the first name right.
Thank you. Yeah, I got that correct.
But a huge hole for Devin Finkel to run through. He doesn't miss it. And if it wasn't for Bryce Sears there making that touchdown-saving tackle, Harbor Beach would score first. But instead, it's first and goal from the one-yard line for the Pirates.
First and goal from the one, like Dave just said, Anderson under center. Three men backfield, quarterback, keeper right up the middle. No word yet, and they're going to say he's shy of the side of the end zone. James Dube stood him up at about the half-yard line. You know, second and goal from the one-foot line.
And Harbor Beach just challenges that defensive line of Lakers, and I don't know if that is the best idea ever. Lakers' defensive line is quite large.
And we've reached the end of the first quarter with a score of 0-0, but Harbor Beach knocking on the door on their second offensive drive of the night. You're listening to the WLW Sports Network, your home for high school football. Lakers 0, Harbor Beach 0 in week number 9.
Hey, why are you holding your cell phone above your head, man? People are staring. Come on.
I'm trying to get enough signal to get this email to send out. I tried making a call, but that's impossible in this area.
Since when's it impossible? Let me see your phone. Oh, I see the problem here. You got one of those national carriers for your cell phone provider.
Well, duh. They say they have the best service.
Sure. Like, right here?
Well, not right here, but everywhere else.
No way, man. Not only does Thumb Cell cover the thumb better than anyone else, but they got superior nationwide service, too. They got coverage like a baby on a bottle, like butter on bread, like tie-dye on a hippie, like bugs on a windshield, like fleas on a dog, like flies on... Well, you get it. Thumb Cell has you covered everywhere.
Thumb Cellular, with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky. The talk of the thumb.
Never before in the history of F-150s have the rebates been this good. Hi, Dawn Foote here from More Motor Sales in Carroll. We have the best selection of F-150s and Super Duty trucks in three counties. If you currently have a Ford lease to turn in, you would qualify for up to $14,901 in discounts and rebates on select models. And ask one of our certified sales professionals to check for extra incentives and you may qualify for up to $3,000 more. See me, Dawn Foote, at More Motor Sales, just west of Carroll on M81. See you soon.
Coming out of the first quarter, Lakers trying to defend their own one-yard line as a handout to Devin Puff. Harbor Beach gets into the end zone. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. On the first play of the second quarter, Harbor Beach scores the first points of the night with 11:56 left in the first half. It's now Harbor Beach 6, Lakers nothing, 11:56 left in the first half.
That's one of those situations, Clark. Second down and goal from the 6-inch line. You can look at most opposing teams and tell them 7's getting the ball. That's Devin Puff. Good luck stopping him. And he powers his way into the end zone for the first 6 points of the game. Harbor Beach takes the lead, and they are going to line up for two-point conversion.
Going for two. They're kind of facing the wind here. It's a little bit of a crosswind tonight, but it's a handoff right up the middle to number 42, Ethan Hessling. He's in, standing up, and the two-point conversion is good. Harbor Beach strikes first blood with 11:56 left in the second quarter. It's Harbor Beach 8, Lakers nothing, right here on the WLW Sports Network.
Mary, this customer wants a loan. Call Midland. Get the customer's information and schedule an appointment with my secretary.
Red tape, loan meetings, and formulas that just don't work for you. Discover a bank that helps you get what you want quickly. Hi, I'm Leanne, loan officer at Bayport State Bank. When you need a loan, come see one of our lenders. From ag and business loans to car loans and everything in between, we're there for you, start to finish. And because we are locally owned and operated right here in the Thumb, we have your answers promptly, making the process easy. That's our commitment to you, finding financing and products that fit our customers' needs.
And I'm Annie, Marketing Director. At Bayport State Bank, we offer checking and savings accounts that have no fees and no minimum balance requirements. And banking with Bayport State Bank is secure, convenient, and easy with our new mobile banking app. From transfers, payments, balancing your checkbook, or making a check deposit, it's as easy as a click of a button on your smartphone. It's banking your way, anytime, anywhere. For more information on what Bayport State Bank can do for you, visit any office in Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe. Member FDIC and Equal Opportunity Lender.
Fire it all. Harbor Beach strikes first. It's 8-0 over the Lakers with 11.